Mara, just before that, just one ha'ara. I want to thank Rachem for bringing this up in the morning, and I want to say over something which is, I think, Pasha Pshat in Tosis, which we may have missed yesterday. The Tosis Aisrule, the last Tosis, Aisrule Ktrei. So if you remember, Tosis asks the following question, that we have now two Ribuyim that are left. We use up four, and we have six altogether. So the last two Ribuyim are to be married by one Chayvi Rav and one for Chayvi Krisis. But if you work it out, since we're using six between Onus and Mefata, so of the two last Ribuyim, so we have one by Onus and one by Mefata, right? The Tosus asks, so how do you know to go to Chayvi Krisis? One is for Chayvi Rav and for Chayvi Krisis. Maybe both are Chayvi Rav. One is for Onus and one is for Mefata. Okay, so the Kivagar's kasha we spoke at yesterday. Once I have one for Onus already, that there's no problem of Enri Lekaima, then you shouldn't need Bechal from Mefata. Tosus gives a teretz that once I know by Onus that there's Chiv Knas, even though it's Chayv Lavin, even though it's Enri Lekaima, so Zereshava comes in and teaches me Mefata as well. So now I have the other Ribui for Chayv Krisus. So the question was asked, and I think it's an important, valid question. Seemingly, Tosus didn't know the Gzeres Shava, right? At this point, Tosus answers, right, that the Gzeres Shava is gonna work for this as well. Gzeres Shava is gonna work. That is, I'm gonna know Chayv Lavin by Mefata just like by Onus. So I understand. Tosus could have asked a similar question earlier in the Gemara, namely, Rish Lakish. Before we got to, six, we had three. Rish Lakish says, Naira, Naira, Hanaira, whatever Pshat, Rashi, Darach. So what does he have? He has a Gufei, and he has a Chayvi Lav and Chayvi Krisus. Where is this written by Onus? How you know Mefata? So how do you know to use, Onus, Itos didn't know Zerah Shava. So how do you know Mefata? So maybe you should have one for Onus for Chayv Lavin, and the other one should be like a main Inyan for Onus. I already know Chayv Lavin by Onus. It's for Mefata. What's the difference if one is Onus, one is Mefata? The fact is, Tosus only answers in the Teretz. The Gzeres Shava works to tell me what's true by one by Chayv Lavin is true by the other. So there, and then it's going to have to say the thing by Chayv Krisus. Once I know Chayv Krisus with the second Riboy by Mefata, so I take it back to Onus. Tosus gave that in the Teretz. In the Kasha, Tosus didn't know, presumably, that I used the Gzeres Shava for that, right? I used the Gzeres Shava maybe only for Chamisha Shkolim, Chamisha Shkolim, and Shkolim, and Chamisha Kesef. So if Tosus didn't know that I used the Gzeres Shava for the Inyanim of Knas, and Chayvi Lav, and Chayvi Krisus, so then Tosus should have been asking right at the beginning of the Gemara. Just because they have a Riboy of Chayvi Lav, and Chayvi Krisus by Onus, Naira, Naira, Hanaira, how do I know Mefata? And so the same thing for our Papa. Just because I have a Riboy, Chayvi Lav Chayv Krisus by Mefata, Besuah, Besuah, Sabesuah, how do I know Onus? So why did Tosus only wake up, so to speak, over here and ask the Kash at the end of the Gemara and ask when he have six and now I have two left and one is Onus, one is Mefata? So Tosus asks, how do I know Chayv Krisus? Maybe I need both for Onus. I'm sorry, I need both for Chayv Lav, one by Onus, one by Mefata. If Tosus didn't know the Gzereshav. So the answer is, we weren't only on this yesterday, but I looked in Tosus Arash, and it's clear, obviously, that must be Pshan Tosus as well. Tosus didn't explain himself. The Tosus Arash makes clear that, of course, we knew there's Xavier Shub. If we had, again, earlier as well, if we knew that we have a Reboot by Onus for Chayv Lav and Chayv Krisus, so I know I learned it all over to Mefat, and back the other way as well for our pup. So why is Tosus only asking now? And what does he mean to ask? But if the two Ribuyim that are left over are not both written by Onus or both by Mefata, one is by Onus, one is by Mefata. Now I look at Onus and why do I have a Ribuy for Chayv Lavin? Now I have another Ribuy by Mefata. So why assume that Ribuy is going on Chayv Krisus? Because I would know it, I would know Chayv Lavin from the Gzeres Shava. Maybe the Torah chose to tell me explicitly through a Ribuy, Chayv Lavin by Mefata. knows if I need a new, if I need to learn Mefata, that there's a din of knas. Kiviega didn't know why I need to learn Mefata. If onus is chayiv, what do I need to learn out Mefata? But let's say the Rosh Hashanah's teretz. I would have been medayik the pasuk by Mefata. Yim harena lo isha. So if I don't know Mefata, gets knas by chayiv elavim. So I could get it from Xavier Shabbat. But it's possible that the Torah gave me a riboy by Mefata to teach it to me that way. So Tosis was wondering, how do I know that I can darsh in Chayvei Krisus from the extra riboy by Mefata? Maybe the Torah wanted to teach me Chayvei Lavin by Mefata through a riboy, the same way the Torah wanted to teach me Chayvei Lavin by Onus through a riboy. I could have gotten it from Xavier Shabbat, but the Torah taught to me this way. You find the muscle, it's not a perfect analogy, but I'll give you a muscle, again, it's my own. The Torah doesn't really say this, but the Gemara says many times, Nosa da'asya b'kavachomer tarach v'kasav l'kra. What does that mean? You could learn a particular din from a kavachomer, which is yud gimel midos v'tarni b'reshes b'hem. But nevertheless, the Torah might want to give you the din explicitly. This is not a good analogy necessarily, because here both are really yugim omidos. A riboy is a drasha, and so is gezeirah shava. But the point being, the sabra sa'ozen, and understand, it could be that if I have a riboy by mefata, the Torah is telling me the din chayv elavim by mefata, even if it could have come through gezeirah shava. So that's why Tosis was asking the question. When Tosis is giving the teretz, he's saying, no, the laholo tzarech, that the gezeirah shava is what you go to first. And whatever I know from Xavier Shava is already known. And now, if the Riboy is on top of that, now I can go to the next level of Chayvei Krisus. So it's a different reading of the Tosis, but I think from Tosis Rashi, it's clear that's what Tosis had in mind. And if you weren't any other way, then you have the problem that we raised. And if Tosis didn't think of the Xavier Shava to give a tariff that you can use Xavier Shava for something like this, because the Gemara uses Xavier Shava for you know, Hamishim Kesef and for Shkolin, and later on the Gemara asks we should use it for something else, but who knows if we use it for Knas, for Chayvei Lavin, so then Tosh should have been asking right away, how do you know the other one? The Teretz says, of course, that could be from Xeris Shavu. The Tosh's meant, if I have a Riboy separately by Onus and separately by Mefata, who's to tell you that the second Riboy is for Chayvei Krisus? Maybe it's a separate Riboy for the same thing in the other context, in the other parasha. Says Tosis, no, that lahalo tzarech, that the Gzeirah Shavah would right away bring it over, and then you obviously now have the extra Riboy for the next level for Chayvei Krisus. You look at Tosis Rashi, you'll see Kemat Mifurash, that's what he says, and it obviously would be the Pshat Tosis as well. Okay, Avram.
He's just reposing the question as an answer.
In other words, Tosis didn't spell out, you have to know what was Tosis, what is the Nakuda here in the Pshat, in the Kash, in the Teretz. That I'm not really filling in completely. No, so what did Tosis think of the Kasha? That we could use it as a Riboy and not get it from the Xerah Shavah. Tosis, no, it comes from the Xerah Shavah, so the Riboy is free. So what exactly is the Shaka Vitaria and Tosis all about? All I'm saying is the issue in Tosis was not hinging on that Tosis didn't realize that you can use Xerah Shavah for Chayvei Lavin. What Tosis thought is that you have a Xerah Shavah available, but the Torah might have wanted to teach it through a Riboy. That's what I'm saying. I'm changing that we didn't realize yesterday. Yeah. If you need it legufe, it's not there for the Xerah Shavah. He's mayrach a little bit more here, but then he says at the end, the answer is nimikubalim hayu haXerah Shavah. Hilchach yesh gidrosh haXerah Shavah tchila va'aisalei trei kroy. In other words, if the Xerah Shavah was the Kabbalah, then the Xerah Shavah first does everything that it can do potentially, and now I look at what I have left. So that's the teretz. So I think that ultimately is Pshat Tosis. Very often you find Tosis Rashi, not always, there are sometimes differences between them, but sometimes if you don't know full Pshat Tosis and you want to have a better Pshat, and understand better what Tosfos means, look in Tosfos Arash. Very often it sheds light on Tosfos. Okay, let's see the continuation of the Gemara. Zog the Gemara, Ulafuke mehaitan. The Mishnah holds that there's knas for chayve lavin and a knas for chayve krisus, the various cases the Mishnah outlines. And the Gemara is now observing the following, that the Mishnah is telling us the din in contrast to Lafuke, the Tana that we're about going to quote in the Braisa. There are really two Tanoim in the Braisa, so you have to know where it says Hai Tana, but basically it's a Lafuke, what we're going to see now in this Braisa. And we more or less know what the Gemara is about to say from the Gemara before. The Gemara is going to spell out this machlokas tanoi. Lafuke mehai tana. Desanya. Velo sieli isha. The Torah writes in Parsha of Ones, Velo sieli isha. Shimon hatimni omer. Isha sheyesh bahavaya. That you require a woman that kedushin would be tofes. Isha sheyesh bahavaya. This is a halacha regarding knas. This machokas is regarding knas. So Shimon HaTimni is saying that the only time that there'll be a chi of knas is if you can have tfisas kedushin. That is Shimon HaTimni's formulation. Rav Shimon ben Menasya omer, isha haru'uya l'kaima. The only time there's a chi of knas is if it's a isha haru'uya l'kaima, that you're allowed to have her as a wife. Not about whether tefushin is tofes, but about whether she's roughly for you to keep her as a wife. So our Mishnah is saying different. Our Mishnah is saying that there's a chi of knas, despite the fact that what? That we have a woman that's not roughly l'kaima, and we have women that are not bas havaya. We have cases, right, in the Mishnah that are clearly against what we have here in the Braisa. The Gemara now questions, Mai Beinayu. We have two Tanayim. Each one formulates the halacha in a different way. One focuses on Isha Shiesh Bahavaya, Shimon HaTimni. The other, Shimon Asya, focuses on Isha Reil Kaima. So the Gemara wants to know what would be an afkamina between one way one Tana puts it and the way the other Tana puts it. And again, you have to know why each Tana said it the way they did, but what is the afkamina? Amar Rav Zeira, Mamzeres Unesina Ika Beinayu. The nafkamina would be in the case of Knas by Mamzeres Unesina. Why? Lemanda Amar Yesh Bahavaya, according to the one who goes with Yesh Bahavaya, that's Shimon Ha Timni. So Hanami Yesh Bahavaya. So Mamzeres Unesina is Yesh Bahavaya, so there'd be Knas, because Kedushin is toe-faced by Mamzeres Unesina. Lemanda Amar Ru'uya L'kaima. But according to the Shimon ben Benasya, who focuses on Ru'i L'kaima, so ha ain't a Ru'i L'kaima, because you're not allowed to marry her, therefore Mamzeres Unesina would not have Knas. In other words, we're going now that Chai V'Lavin, Kedushin is Tofes, so Mamzeres is a Isser Lav. So by Mamzeres we understand in the Kuda and the Gemara that if you hold by the standard of Ru'uya of Yesh Bahavaya, so there would be Knas, because it's Yesh Bahavaya, Chai V'Lavin, Tushin HaTofes. If you hold by the standard Ru'uya L'kaima, it's Ein Ru'uya L'kaima. That's regarding Mamzeres. The Gemara says Mamzeres Unesina. So how does this play out in terms of Nesina? So here we have to remind ourselves, right? We had already the discussion at the time we hadn't seen the Gemara. So if the Issa Nesina in the Mishnah is predicated on an Issa Lav in the Torah, what would it be? What Issa Lav? That's Rabbeinu Tam. Again, the Gemara works perfectly. Mamzeres and Nesina have in common that they're Chai V'Lavin, the Lav of Mamzeres, the Lav of Nesina, which is Chatin Bam. So if you hold it, it's dependent on Fisa's Kedushin. So Kedushin is Tofes. So therefore there would be Knas. If you need Ru'uya L'kaima, so it fails the test, because it's not Ru'uya L'kaima, because you're not going to marry her. You're not going to marry her because of the Issa Torah, which is Chatin Bam, or Ru'uya Mamza B'Kalasha. This is according to Tosfos. However, what did Rashi say in the Mishnah? That the Issa Nesina is only the Rabbana. David Gazar Aleya. Right? The Issa Rosh Chatin Bam, according to Rashi, is referring to what? What state? pre-Geirus, b'Geirusa. So, according to Rashi, the entire Issur Nesina is Drabana. So Tosus had a problem with this Gemara, according to Rashi. Because, what was the Kasha? How we explain the Kasha? The Gemara seems to say that Mamzeres u'Nesina ika beinayu. That means that the Nafkamina would be by Mamzeres and by Nesina. That according to the Manda Amar, that Kiddush, that's dependent on Issur Shiesh Ba'avaya, so then there would be Knas. But according to the other Madam Hashem of Menasya, that you need Wayul Kaima, there would not be Knas. So Tosus is asking, as we understood Tosus, if the Isser would be an Isser Do Raisa, like Rabbi Tam says, Losis Chatinbam, I understand why it's not called Ru'uya L'Kaima. But what's bothering Tosus on Rashi? Rashi holds that the Isser Nesina is only Asser Midrabbana. So what was bothering Tosus? Then Lachor says, "Well, you're a kain." That's how we understood Tosus' question. Tosus used the words "bekroi pligi," but we said Tosus means to ask that if she's roi l'kaima mida oraisa, then there should be knas. So the best Tosus could say for Rashi is the Gemara says Nesina agav mamzeres. But at the time we probed a little bit here. Why is it so clear to Tosfos that you can't read the Gemara that Nesina's Aser Drabanan? So, in a Chanami, Midaraisa she's Rai L'Kaima. But Midrabanan, she's not Rai L'Kaima. Midrabanan ought to marry. So if there's a rule based on the Drasha of Isha Losia L'Isha, Isha Haruya L'Kaima, so to the extent that she's not Rai L'Kaima on whatever level, so on that level, she's not going to be entitled to what? To Knas. I'm not saying she's going to be denied knas midoraisa. That may be a bit of a leap, although one could perhaps even think in those terms. But let's not even go there. Let's just say simple. An ena ru'ya l'kaima midoraisa loses knas midoraisa. A woman is not ru'ya l'kaima drabbanan. So now we have to deal with the formula of ru'ya l'kaima on a drabbanan level. So if she's not ru'ya l'kaima midrabbanan nesina. So there's no class Rabban. What's wrong? What's the Gemara? What's the big deal? What's Tosus' kash? So apparently Tosus took as a davar pashut that a situation that's not ru'uya l'kaima only midrabbanan would or wouldn't get knas. What do you see in Tosus as a davar pashut? No? What did Tosus apparently hold? Would get knas. Did Tosus have any mocker for this? What do we say? Shnia la'rais. That's what the Gemara, you see from the Shach of Atari and the Gemara later, the Gemara took for granted. The Gemara was trying to figure out Pshat in the Braisa, Lamed Hermed Beis on to Lamed Vav Med Aleph. So there's a Braisa that mentions a number of cases. It says Arayas, Ushnius, Larayas, Ein Lehen Lo Knas, and so on. So the Gemara didn't know exactly how to touch the words of that Braisa. May Arayas, May Shnius, Larayas. The Gemara starts analyzing. Ilema, on the top of Lamed Vav Med Aleph. Ilema, Arayas, Mamish. Arayis means straightforward arayis in the Torah. That's mefurish in the Torah, nachrimos. And shnios is medivei sofrim, aim imo, and all the cases in the Mishnah and Yevamos that the Rabbanan added onto the list of the arayis of the Torah. And it would be saying in the Mishnah that ein lehen knas. So the Gemara says, how could that be? Kevan de midorayis achazilei amai ein lehen knas. What the Gemara is asking is that if midorayis achazilei, there's no reason that you can explain why it would say that there's no knas. In other words, even if you want to plug in, as Rashi explains, you want to plug in the shita of the Tanayim over here, that you need Isha Ru'uya Lo, Isha Ru'uya Lo Kaima, Shem Benasya. But nevertheless, Midaraisa Chasile. So even if there is a formula called Isha Ru'uya Lo Kaima, but she is. Midaraisa she is. And that's all that matters. So you see from the Gemara, Davar Pashut, that Shnia is an Ever Drabbanan. A Chacham expanded the list. And they said that this is also Aser, as offense to the Issur Daraisa. There is Knesset. Tosus was working off of that Gemara very, very well to assume that. Therefore, don't tell me by Nesina that it should be a problem of Eina Ru'uya, because Midrabbanan is Eina Ru'uya, so it's no Knas Midrabbanan. You see from the Gemara otherwise. So, should we chazer over what we said? What we say then for Rashi, that we can now revisit. Go ahead, tell us.
Rashi used the second side of the Chakira about Lo Tihiyeh Isha, so it's really not about the profile of the woman, and therefore it can be a chilek between the Sina, which has an aspect of Deraisa, and the Shnila Raya, which is the pure Derabon.
Okay, so let's spell it. There's a couple of things to build here. So the first thing is we stated then the Chakira that we've already now seen again, is the notion of the problem of Eina Ru'i L'Kaima, does it mean that, like the Tosfos Vidas Mashman, if you can fulfill the Lo Tihiyeh Isha of the Parsha, then you can have Knas, one way. Or, it's not about being unable to fulfill the Lo Tihiyeh Isha. It's about a particular profile of what woman is going to get Knas and what woman won't get Knas. A woman who has certain halachas, she's Aser, L'Kaima, she's not entitled to Knas. So, that's the first thing. If we say that the issue is, could you mekayim the parsha and the Torah, and if you can't, then there's no knas, then the chora, there's no room to maneuver here. The bottom line is, you see Bashnia, that as long as midaraisa, you can fulfill the Lo Tihiyeh Isha, that's all that matters. And therefore there's knas, so I don't care about midrabanan. If anything, you have to know what's a din Bashnia midrabanan. You have to know what the halach is. We'll have to maybe talk about Bashnia. But in terms of that in this chora, there's really no reason to be machalik. But if we understand the halacha of Enri L'Kaima in terms of defining what type of a woman gets knas, and this is the definition, an Isha Haru'uyu L'Kaima gets knas, Enri L'Kaima doesn't get knas. A woman who has a certain Iser associated with her that precludes you from being allowed to marry her, that fails the test, that is no knas. So now we have perhaps the following. In terms of the halacha of Nesina, it's true. That which is not really L'Kaima is only Drabana. But what is the problem to identify in the Chachamim's prohibition? What is the label that you can associate with the Nesina that the Chachamim now have given her that Midrabana she's us? What is that label called? Shivcha. Shivcha. That label has a paradigm on a Daraisa level. There's Shivcha Daraisa, and there's a Shivcha Drabana. Drabana, she has a Shindim of Shivcha. But therefore, that profile that we've created, that exists, Midaraisa, so there's a counterpart, Midrabana, and we could say that a woman who has this problem of not being Ruyu L'Kaima because he's a Shivcha, so there's no knas. So midaraisa, it could be midaraisa, it could be midrabana. Midrabana, she's a shifra, so there's no knas. So Rashi could very well understand why our Gemara could be saying a nafka mina, even on a drabana level by nesina, because the problem of shifra is a problem that has its counterpart midaraisa. So you could say the fails the test of Ruyu L'Kaima midrabana. However, by shnia, it's not that way. By shnia, there's the halacha itself of arayas. That's what the Torah asks. And then there's a halacha of a siyag, the Chacham created a siyag. Ein imo. Ein imo is not imo. Ein imo is an iser drabana of ein imo. It's a new creature, it's a new situation, a new iser as a mishmeres for imo. This is not that paradigm, this is a separate inyan, this is a separate relationship. It's a different relationship. It's not the same label, it's a different label. It doesn't have a counterpart midrash. So therefore, on the level of Ru'i L'Kaima, it's completely Ru'i L'Kaima. That which Midrabanan, it's not Ru'i L'Kaima, but it doesn't fit within the paradigm that we have, that we dash in from the Pasuk. So therefore, that's why the Gemara took for Dabba Pasuk, that by Shnia there's going to be Knas, because the Ru'i L'Kaima Halacha has to be measured by what would be a paradigm Midoraisa. If you can find an equivalent Midrabanan, fine, then you could pass from Knas to Rabbanan too. But if it's Tama Din Rabbanan that you can't take her, that's not going to fail the test of Ru'i L'Kaima on any level. That was the basic outline of what we wanted to say for Yishuv of Rashi. Okay, this Chakira, though, is a very interesting Chakira. B'chana has a piece on it, and also in Beizing Suvis, I mentioned the Yonas Elam of Yonah Minsker has this Chakira in the first Simen, in his Kuntris. Yaks, I don't know if I should say it over now or not. Could be we're mentioning Shnius already. Okay, parenthetical, okay? I'll share something with you, an interesting thing. So we've been discussing right now the question of knas, based on Eneruya Lukaima, and Lesbo Havaya. And what about the issue of marrying her? Yeah? More. Yonas Elam, this is based on a pasuk in Tehillim. This is a sefer that they put out originally in Europe. It's reprinted many times. There was a Eloi in the yeshivas in the Mir, whose name was Rav Yona Karpilov. He was known as Rav Yona Minsker. I think he perished during the Holocaust. And they put out a kuntris of his chedushim, and they had other people contributed as well, different chedushei Torah, and has haskamis. There's a piece from Yerucham, there's a Baruch Ber, they took a lot of different inyanim, but he has dafka a few pieces on Ksuvis, dafka on this parak also. Kuntas Yonas Elam, Rav Yonah Minsker, that's what they called him. Anyway, the first siman is the inyan mitzvah lo siya le'isha. So a lot of what I'm telling you right now is from right there. So what about the inyan of marrying a woman who's, again, quote unquote, ain't a ruya l'kayim? So the Mishnah says on Daf Lamites. So we're shifting gears now from Knas to marriage. So the Mishnah says on Lamites that if she's not Ru'uya Lava B'Yisrael, what does the Mishnah say? Eina Rashay L'Kaima. So then there's no din to marry her, right? That's the Mishnah. What would you say by a Shnia? Would there be a mitzvah the rice of Rosh Yerisha in a case where he was ma'anes a shnia la'arais? Do we hear a question? Simple question, right? The Gemara we just quoted was discussing shnia in terms of what? Knas. And the Gemara said for sure she should get knas. The ra'ais says she's mafika. So what would you say now if I asked you about whether there should be a din of marrying her? What would you say? The ra'ais says she's fit, right? So what would you say? Yes. Okay, the Rambam says no. Okay, that's why I asked. The Rambam says, Perek Aleph, Halacha Hey, Haifa Anusa Zu Asura Alav. This woman, he was Ma'anis, is Asur. Afil Mechai Ve'ese. Again, because Nafkamina, the Gemara is going to soon say Mechai Ve'ese. Afil Shnia, Hareza Lo Yisa'ena. So the Rambam goes on a limb and says that which you can't marry her is even by Shnia. So the Kesef Mishnah, he said a piece, yeah? The Kesef Mishnah says, how come the Rambam says even Shnia? Because it's called Eina Ru'uya L'Kaima, Eina Ru'uya Lava B'Yisrael. Why? Because the Chachamim said you can't marry a Shnia. And the Torah says you have to listen to the Chachamim. Lo Sasur. So therefore, you have here the equivalent of an Eina Ru'uya on a Deraisa level. He brings the Gemara, and our Gemara, and the later Gemara. So he starts off saying, Hakam Shnia Midaraisa Sharia. So he says, Efsher. It says, Ushmartem es Mishmarti, which means the Chachamim have a mandate to expand, creating a fence around the Surah Torah. So, Matsu Machacham Mokam Lisa Shnios. So, Shnia Imitam Yelosi Leisha. And Bachal, he says, Kol Miladraban, Smechino Lab de Losasar. So, therefore, Shnia is excluded from Losi Leisha. In fact, the Mishnah Lamelech on the Kesef Mishnah from the Gemara that we just read, that says, in terms of Shnia, vis-a-vis what halacha? Vis-a-vis what? Nas, that midaraisa mechzi chazi. So, for sure, if it's mechzi chazi midaraisa, so there's going to be knas, because he's considered to be ruya l'kaima. So, say the same thing. What do you mean? If the Torah says, with nechachamim. So, say the same svara. What's the difference between knas and marriage? Same drush. So he says as follows. The drasha of Rav Shimon ben Menasya, that you need Isha Haru'uya L'Kaima, the Chakira. What does it mean? It means that if you can't fulfill the mitzvah of Nesu'in and there's no Knas, he says that's not the pshat. What is the pshat? That Isha Kazos, It's not because you can't do the mitzvah of Los Elisha. This is the criteria. A woman that doesn't have this criteria, that she's not real kaima, that is a direct miut regarding knas. That's how he assumes. Again, it's a Tosus bit. What's his proof? So we spoke it out quickly. Let's say it again. He brings a proof. He says, what's the other taima? Shimon HaTimni. What does he learn out? Isha sheyesh b'havaya. So what's the Gemara going to, what's the Gemara saying that we just read right now? So according to him, chay ve'lavin, what's the nafka mina the Gemara now mentioned between them? Chay ve'lavin, would or wouldn't have knas? Shimon HaTimni, no?
Yes.
Would have knas. What about the mitzvah of nisuin? According to Shimon HaTimni, chay ve'lavin, would there be a mitzvah to marry her or not? So, truth is, there are people who are cholik. Mishnah Melech brings them, he doesn't like it. He takes, doesn't even quote the Inyan, but he takes his double pashtus. I think intuitively he's probably correct, but one could, you should know, there is a machlokes about it. The pashtus, he doesn't argue on the Mishnah that we read on Lamed Tes. The Mishnah says that if she's a surah lover of Yisrael, chay ve'lavin, there's no din to marry her. So what do you see? That according to Shimon HaTimni, we're splitting the standards. When it comes to mitzvah of nisuin, chay ve'lavin, there's no mitzvah to marry. When it comes to knas, according to Shimon HaTimni, comes to knas, there is knas. So you see within Shimon HaTimni that we don't link the two issues and say there's only going to be knas if you can fulfill the Los Elisha. You see that they separate. If he agrees with Mishnah Lamed Tes. So you see, we don't link them. So you see, there are two separate issues. You can have a chiyuv of knas and be parted from the suin. So what must be the drasha? A isha haruya yesh ba'avaya gets knas. If he's not a basavaya, there's no knas. So from Rav Shimon HaTimni, we can extrapolate to Rav Shimon HaAbim Menashe as well. He says that when he formulates his halacha of isha ru'uya l'kayma, and for him the test is going to be measured by ru'uya l'kayma. But it's not that he means that it has to be dependent on the being able to fulfill the mitzvah series. That's not required. It doesn't have to be able to fulfill the series. It's just that an isha that's not ru'uya l'kayma is excluded from knas. Again, his proof being from the other Tana. But other Tana, clearly it's not about linking the issues. It's simply about a profile. We'll see soon another nafka mina on Daf Lamed soon. So he says, now we can come back to the Rambam. Again, you can, in the abstract, what would be an obvious nafka mina? If before the act itself of Bia, this woman was Ru'uya L'kayma, but subsequent, as a result of the act of Bia, something now occurs that she's not Ru'uya L'kayma. That's a litmus test. The case is going to soon appear in the Gemara, according to one shot in the Gemara. We'll see. Again, through the act of Bia, she becomes an Ru'uya L'kayma. If the pshat is that if you can't fulfill Los Elisha, there's no knas, so you can't fulfill Los Elisha. If it's about defining what woman is entitled to knas, what woman is not entitled to knas, then that should be measured by the status of the woman prior to the act. Okay. Oh, so now it comes back to the Rambam. What is Los Sasso going to do for us? What did the Kesef Mishnah say? How come by Yeshnia there's no mitzvah velosi elisha, ay midoraisa, she's fit? So the Kesef Mishnah says, because there's a din of losasa. What does losasa do for us? Losasa makes the woman the etzem and inner l'kayma? Or losasa is just the halacha, you can't take it. In terms of the marriage itself, he's not mechuyev to marry her, he's not allowed to. She's not ru'uya lavo. So that is the drasha vis-a-vis marriage. Bottom line is, she's a surah lavo because Lo Sasa says you can't go against the chacham. That's all you need. When it comes to the question of marrying her, all you need is to be able to say she's not allowed to be married to this person. That's all. It's not about a profile. It's just simply the bottom line is, that's the Lo Sasa drasha vis-a-vis marriage. However, regarding knas, the pshat is it's a mute in the woman, not a mute in the inability. You know, by Nisuin, the Miut, the Drasha says, she has to be Ruya Lava B'Yisrael. She's not. There's a little Sasur. So Midaraisa is also, in a sense, you have to listen to the Chachamim. But over here, the Miut is in the Isha herself. She has to be called Isha She'ena Ru'uya. Midoraisa, she's fit. What does little Sasur say? Don't do the act of Nisuin. It doesn't make the woman the category of. The Lo Susser is very nice, but the Lo Susser is not going to be enough to classify the woman as an Isha She'ena Re'uya Lekaima. It's just halacha, you can't marry her. So therefore, the Gemara is very good. The Gemara can say, Shnios Midoraisa Nachzi Chazi, even though you Maisa, you're not going to marry her, but that's not what is going to prevent the din of Knas, the fact that you can't fulfill the mitzvah to marry her. It's about failing the test of the criteria that we've defined for such a woman. Is she ru'uya mitzad atzma l'kaima, or is she not ru'uya mitzad atzma l'kaima? And the answer is, she's absolutely ru'uya l'kaima, because midaraisa, she's fit. So that's, again, he works with his chakira, he takes one side of the chakira, and he's miyashiv the Rambam. Close parentheses, I just wanted to give it that little bit on the side. Again, what we said for Rashi was, we went over, you know, from before, that we wanted machal between the issue of Shnia and that of Nesina. But Al-Kobah, this was Tosus Kasha, from this Gemara, it was Kasha and Rashi. How could the Gemara say Nesina? You see, Nesina must be an Isser Doraisa, that's why she's not called Ru'uya Alekaima Midoraisa. Questions? Go ahead. Yes, 1, 2, yeah.
Who is the person who said
this? I understand. Yevyerina Minsker, they call him. Yevyerina Minsker, or last name is Kuf Reish Pei Yud Lamed Vav Beis. The Sefer is called Kuntres Yonas Eilan. Probably you could find it, probably maybe even Hebrew books would have it. Yonas Eilan. Yud Vav Nun Tav Aleph Lamed Ben. Based on the Pasuk in Tehillim. The Russian Yonas Eilan. Anyway, this is the Kuntres. Good. Back, Rachamim, yes.
According to Rashid, I'm getting the 59.
According to?
Rashid's understanding of the Rana.
Yeah,
so when we go back to above,
when
we say Isharu Yalo.
Yeah.
How is that operating in terms of, it seems to be Mima'ed, anything that's not Ruya. And then we have the Rivoi that comes to be Marbechi Ve'lav in the Kivikir Yitov.
Good.
But there's no Chiyuv Lav inherent in the Dinah. Even if you want to say it's from Lutas Surah, there's no Chiyuv Lav in the Dinah.
Well, for that already, you don't have to, you don't have to be as bothered, because that can go on Mamzeret. In other words, the Ribui can go on Mamzeret. It's that the Gemara makes it, the Nafgamina between these two Tanaim is Mamzeret and Nesina. The Ribui is going on whatever.
Mi'ud is Mashmada, it's Mima'ed, anything that's not Ruya.
Yeah, but again, I don't know, why do you have to assume that the Ribui is going back on the Tina per se?
The
bottom line is it's going to get knas, but to the extent that on a deraisa level there's no problem of eneruya level eneruya kaima, so the male and Nesina won't have its problem either. The whole problem of Nesina is a derivative of the deraisa. All we're saying for Rashi is that to the extent that there is a problem of anyway in Kaima Midaraisa, so Nesina, being that a Shifcha is a label that has a parallel Midaraisa, so if the Chachamim created the label, then I have an Enerul Kaima Midarabanan. But if Enerul Kaima is still Chayv Knas, so then you can have Knas by everything, by Nesina as well as Mamzeres. It's not that the Torah had to directly address the case of Nesina. The Torah had to address the root of the question of whether there is in fact such a condition called Ru'uya L'Kaima, they need to be Ru'uya L'Kaima on the Knas issue. On that, the Torah says, Torah's Marbe, Nara, whatever it is, that there is Knas even by a woman who's not Ru'uya L'Kaima. So therefore, everything flows from that. So then the Nesina gets Knas.
Right, so that's what I'm saying. The Ribui is not necessarily that it's on any Isha She'ena Ru'uya L'Kaima. The Ribui is specifically on Fevek, Lavi, Kerek, Kiritok, which for Rashi wouldn't. Maybe wouldn't fall into that category.
Yeah, but you can't make it worse than a mamzeres. That's the point. You can't make it worse
Yeah, but then... But
if there's no problem on a deraisa... No. It can't be worse.
How are we getting there?
Can't be worse. If there's not going to be knas, if there's going to be knas for chai ve'lavin, then the sina, which is at best a derabbanan problem of the same kind, and the problem doesn't exist deraisa, then that's not going to exist derabbanan.
That's already saying sevara. Aren't we not allowed to be
knas
because of
the kalah? No, it's not. We can discuss it after that. I don't hear the kasha, but we can talk about it. Let Hold up, okay, Yossi, yeah. You'll explain better, but...
No, it's fine. I'm just curious, why do we need a separate drash to the marvech of chai v'lavin? Couldn't there be, can we just learn out that chai v'krisus can...
Because you wouldn't know, if you had one ribo, you wouldn't put it on chai v'krisus.
So you couldn't...
You have to start with one.
You need to have both.
Yeah. Okay, let's see back to the Gemara. So the Gemara says, my beinai onesh shalit. The Gemara says, amrav zeiram zersen sinayike beinai. Again, lemandama yeshba havaya, hanami yeshba havaya. Lemandama ru'i l'kaima, ha'ena ru'i l'kaima. Zok the Gemara, pressing on. U Rabbi Akiva da'amah, en kedushin tofsin b'chai ve'lavin. Now Rabbi Akiva is of the opinion that kedushin is not tofis b'chai ve'lavin, l'sisun, the makoros. He holds that there's mamzerus, and there's no tfisus kedushin b'chai ve'lavin. So according to Rabbi Akiva, we lost our nafgamina, my benayu, and we'll soon see in Rashi and Tosus that the real question is not going to be on Shimon HaTimni, because he anyway does look at Rabbi Akiva, but it's on Shimon Menasya. Now, it's not a question, really. It's more like probing. Could we understand that there's an afgamina between the two formulations of the two Tanayim, even if you hold like Rabbi Akiva, that Chai V'Lavin also have no Tfisas Kedushin? So then it comes down to the same thing then. Then anything that's not really L'Kaima is also going to fall under not being Bas Havaya. So then what's the afgamina then? So the Gemara says, "Ika benayu amana lekoyin gadol." Kirabi Shimoi. Here we have an example of an isa lav that Rabbi Kiva would agree to.